You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
I left Louisiana when the Saints came marching into the streets. They play the songs that still fill my mind. It's right to the north countryside in a rusted bed truck, flinging red dust in the sky. I am not running from my life. I'm shifting tide. Though I didn't speak of leaving, forgive me for no goodbye. You left Louisiana in the month of August, said to the wind by all the people wanting your behind. And you ran till dark and tan, left with no wood. So I found another man named Joe. He only knows what he knows, but he's kind and he's good, and I feel understood. But I still miss you. Cause I know I'm crazy, thinking the lady's gonna welcome me with open
Kansas City backyard. We begin with the AM Trio to start this brand new episode of Neon Jazz. That was the 2015 song I Left Louisy off the brand new disc called As of Now.
As in Louisiana?
Louisiana, I believe so.
Yes, sir.
Gumbo. This trio is led by its leader, Alyssa Murray, on the piano and on the vocals, and she is also the chief songwriter. Her bottom line approach to music is to combine jazz with the narrative elements of contemporary folk. And along with Alyssa, Joel Stratton joins her on the bass, while Josh Blythe takes care of business on the drums. And together, this trio has a healthy amount of collaborative and creative energy to their repertoire in both live sessions and on this latest first release. So Alyssa is the product of the University of Missouri Kansas City Jazz Studies Program, and she was taught well by the legendary Bobby Watson. And during a recent interview with Neon Jazz, this is what Alyssa told me about what she learned from her time with Bobby.
It's just great. It's good to see someone who takes their art seriously and hasn't just been doing it for a long time and is a veteran, just is excellent in what he does and just what advice he has to someone who is more near the beginning of their career and near their artistic path, I guess you could say.
And with that, welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from a town that constantly puts new jazz cats out there on the streets from Bobby Watson's UMKC program, and we happen to be the home of Charlie Parker, right here in Kansas City, Missouri, at your service with another fine hour of jazz. From the mind of Brooklyn-born pianist and keyboardist, here's Jason Lindner. We give you the tune Overture off his 2007 album Ab Aeterno. Just keeping things moving right along here on the show.
Hi, I'm Alyssa Murray of the AM Trio, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino. Thank you.
That was the legend and one of the biggest names in all of music, Kansas City's very own Charlie Yardbird Parker, with the tune No Noise, Parts 1 and 2, off his studio recording circa 1944 to 51. So, the final week of August has traditionally been a full week of celebrations around the Kansas City Metro to celebrate Charlie's enormous spirit, still very well alive in the jazz world. He would have been 95 in 2015, and the proverbial confetti was flying. One of those KC celebrations featured local trumpeter Herman Mahari at the Majestic Steakhouse, and Neon Jazz caught up with him. This is what he had to say about Bird and the overall KC observance.
Herman, tell me, what is it about Charlie Parker, his spirit that's still alive, that's worthy of us to celebrate?
His significance is the impact he had on all American music. He really changed the course of, obviously, jazz, but, you know, a lot of people were influenced by him, you know, like the Rolling Stones.
Yeah.
You know, quoted as saying, like, they love Charlie Parker, you know?
Yeah.
So it's really hard to put into words just how important he is, you know, because I just feel like everything is so superfluous nowadays, and people kind of throw these words out, but he really is, he truly is one of those guys that really changed the course of music, and especially as someone who studied his music and loved his music, it means a lot to me that we're taking the time, 10 days or whatever, to really celebrate someone so great.
Yeah. So what's it like when you're on stage playing his music? How does it feel?
Feels great. I've been playing it for over 10 years, you know,
yeah.
Since I've really gotten into jazz, and it's great now that I feel comfortable enough to play it and play like myself, you know, really do my own thing over his music.
And this is what he sounded like, surrounded by his band and some special guests that hopped on stage. Stan Kessler and the great Clay Jenkins. Take a listen. Here's the talented jazz double bassist Fred Hess next on the program. This is the 2006 tune Ramblin' off his CD, You Know I Care, Don't You? Thank you.
Herman Mahari. You are listening to Neon Jazz with Joe DiMino. Thank you.
That was San Francisco bass band leader, composer, arranger, bassist, educator, and activist Marcus Shelby with his jazz orchestra in 2006 with their take on the Moton Swing off the CD The Lights Suite. So for the past 25 years, he has built a diverse biography as a composer. His work and music has focused on sharing the history, present, and the future of the African-American lives, on social movements in America, and on the early childhood music education that he received. And these days, he is an artist in residence at the Buena Gardens Festival and the artistic director of the Marcus Shelby Orchestra. This cat is constantly busy, and for good reason. With his trio in tow, here's Dick Morgan with the tune I've Grown Accustomed to Her Face, next on Neon Jazz.
It's from My Fair Lady.
Yes. That was the 2013 song Charlie's Prelude from the Ghost Town Orchestra.
Interesting name.
Oh, these guys, yeah, they capture that epitome. And the album is called The Book of Rhapsodies. This talented outfit was founded in 2006 by composer and arranger Brian Carpenter. And at the same time, Brian was hired as the music director for the event marketing for the 90th anniversary of the historic Regent Theater in Boston. He selected five composers from a transitional time and place in America, the late 1920s, Chicago and Harlem, when the jazz orchestra was being developed by band leaders like Fletcher Henderson, Don Redman, Fess Williams, and Charlie Johnson.
Swing era musicians.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. The purveyors of that time period. So the reaction to this band's debut at the Regent was tremendous, to put it lightly. And since that time, it has fueled this band to perform regularly all around New York City. And they're not stopping. That ghost train is moving right on down the New York City byline there.
Good stuff.
Yeah, excellent stuff. From a self-taught musician who learned by ear studying guitarist Charlie Christian, we give you Wes Montgomery with the 1966 song California Dreamin'.
Please hear. It's me on jazz, Joe Dimino, and I am Wadada Leo Smith telling you that to open up your heart and head.
Get the bill. Don't let him know. Don't let him know that you love him. Oh, don't be a fool. Don't be blind. Heart of mine. Heart of mine. Go back home. You've got no reason to wander, no reason to roam. Don't let him see. Don't let him see that you need him. Oh, don't put yourself over the line. Heart of mine.
That was a great meeting of the minds there. Los Angeles-based musician and record producer Peter Malik with his group and the great jazz pop musician Little Nora Jones with the 2007 tune New York City. So Peter is really known for his work with blues musicians, but also all those early jazz collaborations with Nora Jones. And in the late 1960s, Peter was a member of the band called Listening, and it was in 2000 that he invited Nora Jones to join him in New York gigs. And from there, Nora made it big. With the 2007 song Desperate Desires, here's the very talented duo of prolific jazz drummer Carl Allen and the internationally renowned bassist Rodney Whittaker. Here's their song, get ready.
Thank you.
Here is that was.
Here it is. Again, that was Carl Allen and Rodney Whittaker with the tune from 2007, Desperate Desires. And we're going to close things out with Italian jazz guitar man and film composer who lived next to the young Django Reinhardt as a kid, Henry Crolla.
Probably Henri.
Henri. Yeah.
Probably Henri. Well, in the case of Henry Mancini, if you wanted to do it right, it was probably Henri Mancini.
Well, he started out in Naples, Italy, and moved his way to France. So, yeah, there was a transformation.
I'm sure he went by both.
Yeah. I think we can pull both off here on the show. So with that tune, we're going to close things out on this hour of Neon Jazz, and it's with that that we thank you for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and a man always good for a tune or two or more, the Neon Beats, Mr. John Christopher.
Shall I sing you a song?
Yes, please.
At your own peril.
Thank you. Like what you heard, let us know. We're always here for you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. NeonJazzKC@gmail.com.
We would dig it the most.
All right. Until next time, enjoy the music, my friends. Here's the talented jazz double bassist, Frank. I got it written down. Ah! Why the hell would I? I must have put.
You got Frank Fred in the brain, man.
And it says, okay.
Okay, here we go.
And it does say Fred. Okay, so we're good.
It's Fred.
Fred. Dang, it's Fred.
If you say Flintstone, it's going to be Yabba Dabba Doo.
Dibba Dabba Doo. okay.
Neon Jazz.